And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 16th of September, 2012. It's the birthday of the creator of Curious George, H.A. Ray, born Hans Augusto Reyersbach in Hamburg, Germany, 1898. Spent a lot of time at the zoo as a kid drawing animals, and in 1939, he and his wife, Margaret, both of them German Jews, were living in Paris when World War II broke out. They were working on a new book starring a mischievous monkey. H.A. Ray wrote to a friend, "It seems ridiculous to be thinking about children's books, but life goes on. The editors edit, the artists draw, even during wartime." By June 1940, it was clear that Paris was in danger from the Nazis, so Hans built two bicycles out of spare parts, and he and his wife bicycled with whatever they could carry, including the collection of monkey sketches for the book. They left Paris 2 days before the Nazis invaded, and they rode 75 miles in 3 days. They fled on a four-month journey that took them to Lisbon, then Rio, and finally New York City, where Curious George was published in 1941. It's the birthday of the department store founder J.C. Penney, born Hamilton, Missouri, 1875, who introduced profit sharing and who referred to his employees as associates. It's the birthday of Nancy Houston, born in Calgary, Alberta, 1953. Went to Sarah Lawrence, applied for a year-long study abroad program, went to Paris her junior year, after which she never left France. She went to graduate school there, studied linguistics, and her first novel, The Goldberg Variations, came out in 1981. She had written it in French and later translated it to English. Her most recent book, a novel in French called Infrarouge. It was on this date, 1672, Anne Bradstreet died. Was born in England, probably sometime in 1612. Came to this country when she was 18 with her husband, Simon Bradstreet. Settled in Andover, Massachusetts, raised 8 children. And somehow she found time, Anne Bradstreet did, to write poetry. Wrote about her devotion to her husband, her children, wrote religious poems and also poems about her daily life, about her fear of childbirth and the loss of her home to fire and the death of her granddaughter. Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield entitled The Task. It is a simple garment, this slipped-on world. We wake into it daily, open eyes, braid hair, a robe unfurled in rose silk flowering, then laid bare. And yes, it is a simple enough task we've taken on, though also vast, from dusk to dawn, from dawn to dusk, to praise, and not be blinded by the praising, to lie like a cat in hot sun, fur fully blazing, and dream the mouse, and to keep, too, the mouse's patient waking watch within the deep rooms of the house, where the leaf-flocked sunlight never reaches, but the earth still blooms. The Task, a poem by Jane Hirschfield, from her collection The October Palace, published by Harper Perennial and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.